Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is your SonicCast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G, DC, and Lex Schoen discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
Okay, so this is a special bonus edition of the SonicCast. I'm producer Max. G Biz is here.
What's happening? What's happening?
And we got the one and only JaVale McGee. Hey. I've always wanted to do that. I'm sorry, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling.
What up, champ?
What up?
First off, congratulations on the victory, man. Big up to you and the boys for bringing it home. Man, I just love watching y'all just, man, play and gel together and work, man. It's art. Y'all, it's a real masterpiece over there.
Man, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I used to watch the team last year, and we had Bogut. He was the guy catching the oops. And I don't want to throw too much shade towards him, but he definitely wasn't the most athletic guy around. And now that we got you, it's like nothing fucking misses. But have you ever played on a team like that that just got you when you were open so often?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's before the second of food shit, I was motherfuckers knew me as somebody that caught alley-oops, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it was before, especially in Washington and Denver. Yeah, it was, the resurgence.
Definitely a resurgence. Now, watching you play, I've always wanted to ask you, do you sometimes prefer your teammates to throw you a pass that's not so on the money, so it makes you reach back and stretch out and create such a crazy highlight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't prefer it, but I definitely... not complaining about it because those are the ones that get on Sports Center and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just funny sometimes. I'll have like 2 points and it'll just be an alley-oop and I'll still get a replay on the game I literally did not affect at all.
But, it does something to the crowd, whether you're home or away, yeah. Where it either...
It's like a momentum shifter, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Yo, big deal. I saw, I believe it was on the news this morning, when you went over to Children's Hospital out there in the town to kind of hang out with the kids and do a show over there. Like, is that something that you reached out about happening, or did they reach out to you to have you come through? I mean, it definitely seemed like it meant a lot to the kids out there.
Truthfully, I don't know. My publicist and my manager, they just hit me and was like, okay, we got, like, they didn't even ask me. They just booked it. It was like, we got the Children's Hospital today. Like, every day for the past probably week, I've had so much stuff to do, just like just trying to stay busy. So they said, you can go to Children's Hospital. I literally had no idea what I was doing. I just went. I was like, well, I mean, I can't say no to that. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. So I just went, and then we did the show, the little, I don't know if it was Miss Cho or...
Oh, the Cho show? Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a real fun experience. I got to play Uno with the kids. Yeah, it was dope.
That's what's up. JaVale, so, like, how talking about charity stuff, how long have you had your charity active, and, like, how did you even get into that, man?
I mean, I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. We needed something to do as a charity, and it wasn't supposed to be a charity at first. It was just Jug Life, Drink, Get on the Water, and then the opportunity came up to be able to go to Uganda and do water wells. And once that opportunity came up, we started doing it every year. So now we have 3 water wells in Uganda, and we just plan on building more.
Now, so people, if they purchase their tickets to come check out this celebrity softball game, the money goes towards building these wells in Africa to help get people clean water.
Yes.
They'll also get the chance to see, you know, some of their favorite celebrities at the game. We know that, you know, a lot of your teammates, Clay's going to be there, Draymond, even KD's going to be there. But tell us about some of your relationship with some of these other people, like Marshawn Lynch, for example. How did you hook up with him?
I met Marshawn as soon as I got out here. And we clicked, and we've just been homies ever since. So he said he was going to come through and show love, which is, I really appreciate it. Thanks to Marshawn. And everything just came together. I just feel like this year, everything was meant to be. So the way everything's working out, I'm not complaining.
JaVale, you know, I definitely, you know, want to give you a lot of kudos, man, for putting together this thing and putting it together for the reasons that you are, like, you know, putting those wells together in Africa and different things like that. But I just wanted to say, as a former T-ball champion for the Babe Ruth team, Kappa in Oakland, I was a little lightweight offended. Nobody reached out to me to come out there and play at the celebrity charity softball game on Saturday. But it's all good, though. We're still going to support you, dog.
That email didn't go through?
Nah, bro. It didn't. You know? My batting average is pretty on point, too. I just want to put that out there.
The Wi-Fi is messed up.
Hey, how did you guys get Amber Rose to be part of this?
I mean, I've known Amber Rose for maybe 2-3 years now. And she's real good people. And I had hit her about the softball game. She said she played in high school or whatever. So I was like, well, you got to play. And she was like, cool. So we got that arranged. I mean, everything just falling into place. It's crazy.
Amber Rose playing softball. That's crazy. I'm sure a lot of the fellas and some of the ladies can't wait to see her there. Now, before we get out of here, I wasn't going to bring this up. And since you mentioned it earlier with the Shaqton bullshit, as you said, some people may not know that Shaq had a segment on TV where he basically, you know, made fun of you relentlessly, and you finally clapped back at him and basically told him to get your nuts out of his mouth. What made you finally clap back and shut his ass down?
I mean, I'm really a low-key guy. I keep my head low until it gets disrespectful. That's about it. I mean, I'm not a conversational person. I'm not nobody can make me mad. Like, it's like I'm just a positive person, you know? So that situation, it was just like, I mean, you poke a bear, you're going to get bit eventually. So that's all it really was.
And we all appreciate the clap back. It was timely and just perfect, you know?
Appreciate it.
All right, JaVale. Well, me and G-Biz will actually see you out at the event on Saturday. Why don't you just tell the people a little bit about it?
Saturday at 2:30, the meet and greet is at 1:30. It's at the Oakland Coliseum. You can go to JugLifeWater.com and buy the tickets, or you can go to Ticketmaster and search Jug Life, Amber Rose, Marshawn Lynch, Shamar Moore, have my teammates, KD, Draymond. Yeah, should be pretty good.
Cool. Next year, just hold the antenna in the air on the Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying, so you get a little bit better, right? So that email could get through, my man.
Damn AT&T.
Hey, wait, one last question before you get out here. Was there any inspiration behind your haircut, and how long have you been rocking that?
People were saying, oh, you did it because you went to San Francisco. My last, I want to say, month in Dallas, the season I'm playing in Dallas, I was growing it. So I had no idea where I was going the next year. I thought I was coming back to Dallas, and then they weighed me, and I still had it. So I just kept growing it, and then it got long enough to get braided. So I just braided it, and I've been keeping it braided ever since. And then I came here. I came to Oakland, and it's like a haircut. It's a haircut out here. Like, people do it all the time. So it was just like, I just feel like this year was just a whole bunch of stuff that was meant to be.
And now it's like Samson, like, you can't get rid of that now. It's brought such good fortune, you know?
It's gonna be super long, like Hakeem on Coming to America.
Yo, JaVale, you in the perfect place to rock the DuckTales, bro. Go ahead and dread that thing up.
Nah, I ain't dreading it up. All right, man.
Well, we appreciate you. We'll come check you out on Saturday. Again, the Jug Life charity softball game. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster or at JugLife.com. JaVale McGee, keep up the good work.
Appreciate you.
Good guy right there. All right, y'all. I appreciate you checking out this bonus edition of the Sonicast. Make sure to subscribe and follow on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, and the podcast app on your phone. I'm your man, Producer Max. If you missed any of that info that JaVale gave us during the Sonicast, you can always go to KMEL.com, click on Sonic, and we got everything posted right there on the blog for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.